Over the last several days, we've been talking about what our response as Christians need to be in the midst of hard seasons of life. And we've said that in a hard season, we need to worship. We need to tell others about the faithfulness of God. We need to be honest with God. And now, in hard seasons of life, we need to rest in God's sovereignty. At the very end of Psalm 89, it says this, "Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen." That's how Psalm 89 ends. Well, what does it mean? What does it mean that the Lord be blessed? Well, it means may the Lord be pleased forever and ever. It's a recognition of the absolute sovereignty and providence of God. This is Ethan's way of saying, God, you know more than me, you are mightier than I am, and I trust you. You know, the other day we talked about Corrie Ten Boom and her family. Well, let me tell you another story about Corrie Ten Boom. There was a time when she and her sister Betsy were prisoners in a Nazi concentration camp during World War II. Her family was caught hiding Jews in their home, and they were thrown into Ravensbrück prison camp. Amongst her imprisonment, Corrie tells of a time of Thanksgiving in her book, The Hiding Place. Corrie and Betsy were able to smuggle a tattered Bible into the flea-infested barracks, which Nazi officers would never enter. And when the passage, "Be thankful in all circumstances," was revealed to Betsy, when she read that, she insisted that they be thankful for everything, and they began praying out loud. And Betsy thanked God for all things. But when she thanked him for even the fleas, Corrie Ten Boom disagreed. She hated fleas. They were nasty, pesky little bugs that kept biting her legs, and she would not be thankful for them. But Betsy persisted, and Corrie eventually succumbed to being thankful in all circumstances. Well, later, they heard the Nazi officers refused to enter their barracks because of the fleas. The fleas kept them safe from being molested and abused by the officers. Dozens of desperate women were free to hear the comforting, hope-giving word of God, and God made sure that their deepest needs were met because of the fleas. Sometimes blessings come out of adversity. Fleas look different for everyone. Financial issues, a marital crisis, or health problems can overwhelm our thoughts. God gives many warnings in Scripture to us that unthankfulness leads to pointless thinking. It takes practice to be thankful, even in spite of our trials or our fleas. And so we must be intentional to cultivate, to nourish, and practice thanksgiving. As you pray today, please remember BJ and Jill Sanders and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Chikagulu LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.